Hello everyone, this is Eric with another mini-episode. This week, huge, big, exciting news. Silverlight 2, release candidate for developers, is available. Here's what you need to do. Oh, by the way, we're going to be using Tiny URL this week, and they have a nice feature where you can customize the URL. So, if you're interested in the release candidate, to go ahead and get started, go to silverlight.net and you'll find the links, or you can go to tinyurl.com/SL2RC. And there you're going to find the information on how to download the developer bits for the release candidate. And that's right, it is a developer build only. This build will not hit the public web. So the idea is you can take this build, you can take these tools, you can go ahead and get ready for the actual release. Go ahead and upgrade your applications. Get them all ready, but you cannot actually ship your applications. There's no go live license yet. So if you remember with Silverlight 2 Beta 2, that just sort of appeared one day. All the applications, all of the customers and clients, they started emailing me with problems when they came to our Silverlight sites. This is going to be a little more gradual process. So now we can upgrade our applications a little more elegantly. So here's some information for you. A couple of useful blog posts to get you up to speed. Scott Guthrie has posted on the release candidate. And if you want to read that, you can go to tinyurl.com/thegoo, T-H-E-G-U. I saw on Twitter at one point, Scott Hanselman said, "The goo asked me to do something." Pretty awesome. And also, Sean Wildermuth, of course, has a great blog post on this. You can go to tinyurl.com/rcavailable, and you can find out the information there. Let me give you the quick rundown. There are some new controls out there. There's a password box, right? That's sort of been missing. There's a combo box, and there's a progress bar. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on the progress bar. It's good to have it in there, I guess, and it'll be handy, but it's so easy to write one. That takes away one of my key demos right there. Now, you're also going to see some new skins, and these skins, from what I've seen, look great, and they have all the fingerprints and hallmarks of, guess who? It looks to me like possibly Karina Barber has been involved there because they look absolutely great. Here are some API changes. These are taken right from Sean Wildermuth's blog. It turns out the default rendering is now going to be pixel aligned, right? This is going to avoid that problem we had with subpixel rendering issues where things were attempting to render in between pixels. So now they're going to snap to the pixels, make everything look a little cleaner and brighter. Blend 2 SP1 now also supports a font manager, right? For those of you who are out there who are font heads, that's going to be a big deal. Fonts now must be assembly resources, so they can't be floating out there loose in the zap file, as Sean points out. And then also the custom controls AML files, now they need to be in a theme folder instead of the root of the project. And I know the reasoning behind that, a little strange, but important to know. There is a breaking changes document. Both Scott Guthrie and Sean Wildermuth link to it, so you can find that no problem. So go out there, download this stuff, give it a try, bring your applications up to the RC, and I would guess, I'm assuming, I don't know, but I would guess that we are very close to the release of the actual product. Normally we call that RTM, I guess now they're calling it RTW, release to web. So I'm looking at my calendar and I'm seeing a conference at the end of the month. Maybe they'll announce the release there. I don't have any inside information, but I would say we're close. So things are looking great. Go out there, have fun, and thanks for listening.